This is Kingpins, a podcast original. I'm Alastair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us, in their own words, what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote is from bank robber Willie Sutton, known for his gentlemanly manner and for escaping jail multiple times. His crimes eventually earned him a spot on the FBI's most wanted list. According to the FBI, when asked why he robbed banks, he replied, "That's where the money is."
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
First off, we have to burst our own bubble a little. According to Sutton, he never actually said this. It was invented by a reporter looking to capitalize on his fame in 1952. But the quote fit his spirit so well that he later embraced it, writing a memoir called Where the Money Was in 1976.
Sutton very literally learned that's where the money is early in his life when he worked at a bank at the age of 15. He saw the drudgery of the working people coming in early to take out nickels and dimes, while the bank owner pulled up in his private car at 11. Sutton's father and older brothers were working men, struggling in mechanic and factory jobs. And growing up in Brooklyn, he was also surrounded by Irish and Italian mobsters. The haves and have-nots were apparent.
On top of all this, he had an Aunt Alice who was from a wealthy family. She would dress him in suits and take him to fancy restaurants, giving him a taste of what things were like on the other side of the divide.
If the problem was, how do I get around the dreary lifestyle of a lower-class worker, then the simple answer was to just not live that life. He spent the rest of his teens committing acts of theft. Eventually, he would take his chances at the big leagues. In 1930, he robbed his first bank.
This first part of his crime spree didn't last long. He was caught and sent to prison less than a year later.
But he escaped the year after that. Once again, he had encountered a circumstance he didn't care for and chose the simplest way out of it. He used a makeshift ladder to climb over the prison wall.
Once he was back on the streets, Sutton came to be admired as he lived a life free of restriction in a way that many Americans wished they could. He was known for being a snappy dresser and a snappy talker, which is why he got the nickname Slick Willie. He was the last person you'd expect to rob you.
In fact, in Where the Money Was, he says, "The Willie Sutton trademark has always been to get inside the bank by wearing the kind of uniform that would lead the guard to open the door for me without question." He also says that he preferred robbing crowded banks, as it made it less likely that anyone, besides the person he was robbing, would pay attention to him.
Again, this speaks to his keep it simple mentality. Rather than trying to finagle a specific, complicated scheme, he chose the more direct path. Walking through the front door and clearly stating what he wanted, as if it were no different than making a withdrawal.
But of course, eventually the consequences of his actions did catch up with him. He was caught again in 1934 and sent to the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia. This time, getting out wouldn't be as easy as leaning a ladder up against the wall.
In fact, it would be 11 years before he successfully escaped, and even then, he was recaptured on the very same day. But he simply kept trying.
He escaped again in February 1947, this time making it as a fugitive for 5 years, before being caught again.
On the one hand, That's Where the Money Is exemplifies Sutton's inability to see the bigger picture. To recognize that his crimes had consequences, and one day he'd get himself into a situation he couldn't walk his way out of.
But on the other hand, It shows how shutting out the voices in our heads that fill us with fear and doubt and focusing on our goals can lead to amazing things. Only, hopefully, the amazing things in your life don't include armed robbery.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.